got Prosperi Raymond on the line. He's the country manager for Haiti for Christian Aid, and he's in Port-au-Prince. I believe the situation is quite stable in most of Port-au-Prince. Is that right?
Right now, it is sunny, and yes, they managed to resolve some of the key issues in Port-au-Prince. But the most affected area is not in the capital, in fact. It is mostly in the southeast, Grenas and Nip department.
And what's the situation like there?
There, I think it is still quite wet. The river is are going down. In general, the government put down the vigilance. It was to be red, now it is normal. They are trying to repair the roads and bridges that were collapsed. In terms of partial information, 52 people are confirmed dead, 20 people are missing, and 20 wanted. And the most affected sector is the agriculture, where people were in the season at the moment to harvest, and they lost their crops, and they lost also their livestock.
And how is Christian Aid helping them helping them to respond to that?
Right now we are doing the right evaluation on the field to see what is missing from what the state and other organizations are providing, and we will provide what is missing. We are in discussion with some partner to repair some houses that were destroyed, to help some partner get some livestock for the people that lost their livestock, and get seeds for farmers to plant again.
And in your view, is the government likely to be able to cope with this disaster?
To be honest, I think this time they did what they could, because they managed to put more than 20,000 people in temporary shelter. But in total, you have 200,000 people that were affected by Sandy. That means there is a huge gap. And we think that we could provide some support to complement what they are doing.
Yes. I mean, it's the third major disaster Haiti's suffered in the last 2 years, isn't it? Is there anything the government could be doing differently that you think?
I think why now, and even before, Christian Aid with other organizations, we are working together to push the government to take the environment situation more seriously. Mm-hmm. Because if the country were having the right trees, the right forests in place, I think that could help better. It's not. It's really important for them to prioritize this in their future budget. For example, the Ministry of Environment in Haiti have 0.65% of the budget. I don't think it is normal. As a priority sector, they need to receive more in order to help Haiti having a better cover in terms of trees, and that could help us with all those hurricane storms that will come anyway.
Well, Prosperi Raymond, good luck, and thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank